Sin of Moses misrepresented God's leadership. In all their wanderings, the children of Israel were tempted to attribute to Moses the special work of God, the mighty miracles that had been wrought to deliver them from Egyptian bondage. They charged Moses with bringing them out of the land of Egypt. It was true that God had manifested himself wonderfully to Moses. He had specially favored him with his presence. To him God had revealed his exceeding glory. Upon the mount he had taken him into a sacred nearness to himself, and had talked with him as a man speaks to a friend. But the Lord had given evidence after evidence that it was he himself who was working for their deliverance. By saying, "Must we fetch you water out of this rock?" Moses virtually said to the people that they were correct in believing that he himself was doing the mighty works that had been done in their behalf. This made it necessary for God to prove to Israel that his admission was not founded on fact. To dispel forever from the minds of the Israelites the idea that a man was leading them, God found it necessary to allow their leader to die before they entered the land of Canaan.